Om Shanti, we have Jamini Didi with us from London today. The topic for today is the response of heart-to-heart conversation. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. We always sitting in Baba's remembrance. Whenever we remember Baba, during the time, what is the nature of our remembrance? You all must be noticing. Do we remember Baba? You'll have to ask yourself, what is the quality of your remembrance? Do I remember Baba with love? When I remember Baba with love, just look inside yourself. Do you all remember Baba with love? What is the experience from that? That experience this experience takes you forward in this path. The second thing, when you remember Baba, in that remembrance you get lot of attainments from that remembrance. There's a huge list of attainments in today's Murli. In the blessing, Baba said about the list. When you look at each and every aspect, what all things Baba did not give us? Baba has given us everything. So the happiness from the attainments, every single second, from the heart, you should have a feeling of gratitude towards Baba. Baba says often, please don't thank me because I am playing my part according to the drama. This is what Baba says. Baba says, please thank yourself. So how do you thank yourself? What is the experience from that? And what is the feeling from that? So the foundation of all this is, first, the relation with my soul, with my soul, with myself. The first lesson is, who am I? So how much do you know about yourself? This question of who am I? This subject is very huge and it's very deep. So how much ever you explore the subject, but still, this exploration will keep on continuing. Because many a times we feel that we know ourselves. But as in when different kinds of situation comes, when we have to interact with different kind of people, then you will come to know, I know how much about myself. During that time, you realize this. Realization itself is a response. It's a positive response and not a negative response, because there's a discovery. There are different facets inside, which I have not known about myself till now. So during this situation, you come to know about this. For example, when you come to Madhuban from different centers or wherever you come from, ninety-nine percent of the children, when they go back to their centers or their house, they share the experience of the realization from Madhuban. So this is also our response. So in every single step, we get the response and we get the answers to the questions. There is no other institution where they share the experience of meditation. Maybe this is the only institution, only place where we children share the experience in the meditation and we discuss about this to others. Because this is a journey. Baba says that this is a journey and this journey is very high and there's a long way to go and you'll have to reach the destination. This is for sure. You should not stand or get stuck anywhere. There'll be different kinds of situation that you have to encounter, but you will have to know the foundation to realize yourself and to know yourself. How do you do this? When you do not know a person and then you say, I've seen you somewhere.
That doesn't mean I know you.
That doesn't mean that I know that person. I've seen that person definitely, but I do not know that person. We say this to other people too. So knowing itself is a different thing. Number one is knowing yourself. This journey will keep on continuing. But along with that, along with knowing yourself, our yoga is with Baba. How much do we know Baba? How much do we realize Baba? And what is my relationship with Baba? So on this basis is my relationship with Baba. And this thread of relationship pulls me towards Baba. So this relationship with Baba how do we bind with this relationship with Baba? One is heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Today's topic is the response of heart-to-heart conversation. Actually, the response is in every step. The one who has to do the self-exploration, naturally, in every step, we can explore this in every single step, in every single matter. We have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Baba has given us so much of knowledge. Baba is the ocean of knowledge. Every single day, Baba fills our intellect with the gels of knowledge. So it's based on every single person that how much we take care of this jewels. How much do we take care of this jewels? How much do we experience this jewels? How much do we realize the value of these jewels? Based on this, So based on this, we experience unlimited happiness, which God says as godly intoxication. When we have this kind of intoxication, when we have unlimited happiness inside, then we keep the value of that thing and we take care of that very much. Baba tells us about the soul in details through which we have a heart-to-heart conversation or chit-chat with Baba. The soul, when naturally gets connected with Baba, and when the soul starts to get attainment, when we have this heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, our heart-to-heart conversation will be as if we are talking to a friend. There is unbelievable experience which is not available throughout the world, whether we are alone or we are with others, but our relationship with Baba is very sacred, holy and pure. And this gives us so much power. When we encounter different situations or difficult situations with us, with others, or in the field of service, or because of our past, we have to face different kind of situation. When we have a good relationship with Baba and have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, Baba gives us response from inside. So how do we understand that Baba has given us this response in this situation? What is the kind of experience that you feel during this time? Can anyone share the experience? What do you feel? How do you know that Baba is giving the response? What is the experience during the time? The experience will be, you will feel unlimited happiness, you will feel lightness inside. You won't be, there won't be any kind of waste thought, you will be very light. And Baba will give you the answer of that question. When we have a conversation with others, so we also have a conversation with others. No, this is not the kind of conversation. Dadi used to share the experience. Dadi Janki used to share the experience. If you have the thought, if your thoughts are pure, and if there is no selfish motive behind your thoughts, and if you keep in front of Baba, Baba will deal with it automatically and you will get the solution of it automatically. You don't have to think about it. This is the experience. If you have thought about yourself, whether if you have to move forward, if there is kind of any obstacle in front of you, and or if you are stuck in a situation, and if you create a thought, if not today, after some time, you'll definitely get a solution. The solution will be, your path will be free from obstacles. Whatever you have to do, whatever has to happen, that will definitely happen. That will be beyond your control. That's why Baba says that Baba is the one who is making us do things. You'll experience how Baba is making us do things. Baba does things on his own, and Baba makes others an instrument for us too. So the base of this heart-to-heart conversation, the second thing for preparation should be, when you churn the knowledge, the two words of churning and going in depth of knowledge, when you churn this knowledge, you keep on repeating the point. When you churn the point, the other thought that is waste, that is of waste in nature, that will get removed from your intellect. When you get the practice of churning, even if you see other things, you won't create any kind of thought towards that. When someone asks you, you have seen this, you have heard this, you say as if, I have not seen anything, and it was happening in front of you. So, you will save yourself from waste when you are involved in churning. Baba says that you have to have a practice of churning daily. It's as if the cow chew the cud and it keeps on chewing. In this manner, you should imbibe Baba's knowledge, jewels of knowledge in your intellect, and you have to churn about this point. When you churn the knowledge, along with that, you have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. So this is my time with Baba. When you spend with the time with Baba in this manner, through this, you feel a lot of attainment and you feel powerful inside. So the response of that is you won't miss any kind of thing which is of importance to you. If I have experienced this, suppose if you feel that this is not going to happen, but if you have the pure thoughts, whether it's not today, but after some time, that thing will be fulfilled. So that you should not get away from your pure thoughts. This is the foundation of heart-to-heart conversation. If there is any kind of negativity inside your mind, you won't be able to have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Baba is a subtle energy. We, the soul, are also energy. You can feel this energy of the soul. Baba is also such a kind of energy which you say as almighty authority. I was thinking today, it is said that the bird has put the whole ocean in its mouth. So this, what I'm trying to say is, this point of light, the soul is so small, and we are taking all the experience from the ocean of knowledge, ocean of peace. So all this experience is imbibed inside the tiny point of light, soul. So this is the praise in the path of devotion, because we have done this here. This experience that I, the soul, when we have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, Baba takes us from this place to somewhere beyond. This is not the task of a human. No great elevated person can do this. Only the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul can do this. Baba says that the boat of truth will shake, but it will never sink. So we are sitting with Baba in this boat of truth. We should have complete faith in Him. If you do this, no kind of waste or negative thought will enter your mind. So that's why journey is important, and totally involving yourself in the journey and getting attainment through this journey, this becomes your fortune. Whatever happens, you should never miss this journey. Then you will get the response of the heart-to-heart conversation with Baba every single second. Baba is not away from you. Baba is with you always. In the path of devotion, it is said that God is omnipresent. This phrase of Baba starts from the confluence age because the children of Baba experience this. Baba every single time. Baba is with every single child. Baba says that, child, I am always with you. The experience of Baba with us every single second, you keep on feeling this kind of experience, and this also has a lot of power. So the experience with Baba and the value of Baba's presence, you should have this always with you. You should not miss this kind of experience nor compromise this experience in any circumstances. Baba says that if you get a big stage or big position, but the attainment from Baba that you get, you should not compromise this with anything else, because the attainments should keep on continuing till the end. You should not have a break in this attainment. So you should keep on enjoying this journey. You should keep on enjoying this heart-to-heart conversation. So the conversation should be with you and the Supreme Soul. When you converse with the other soul, this power, you'll experience this power only when one soul is connected with the Supreme Soul and takes the power from Supreme Soul. The attainment and power from the Supreme Soul, this helps in having a conversation with others. How do you converse with others? How do you talk to others? When the soul has a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, how does the soul do that? You have to fill your intellect with Baba's knowledge, and this becomes the foundation, because Baba keeps on having a heart-to-heart conversation with children, because Murli is 99.9% conversation of Baba with Baba, and 0.1% the soul talks to the Supreme. When Baba converses with us, the soul listens. In the Murli class, every single day, how much ever you keep on repeating the Murli, you feel so much happy inside that Baba is talking to me. So you should experience yourself as a powerful soul. So you should check whether Are you wrestling in this attitude that me, the powerful soul, is listening to the Supreme Soul's conversation? Baba says that if you listen to Murli in this attitude, tears of love will keep coming from your eyes because Baba talks to us every single day. It's not a secret. 99.9%. Baba talks to us, converse with us. And in the Murli, 0.1%, the soul converse with the Supreme Soul. So in Murli, Baba gives the homework every single day. So we'll have to work on this homework and work on ourselves based on the homework. When we talk to ourselves, if you do this, you get the feeling of what is right and what is wrong, what I should do and what I shouldn't do. Your intellect will start to work in the right way. Baba guides us every single second, every single step. The intellect should work in the right way. What did Baba say according to Srimad? Listening to others. Listening to others suggestion is a different thing. But in the world it said that there is nothing or right or wrong. But your every single step or thought should be by keeping Srimad in front of you and think what is right and wrong according to Srimad. If you're working according to Srimad, the intellect catches it and then will be able to take the response, will be able to take the decision quickly. Real experience of freedom is the freedom from influence. There are two things. One is influence and the second one is being under the pressure. One is about yourself, influence of your own sanskars or being under the pressure of your sanskars, which you say that ego, egoistic or egocentric behavior. You are not able to see this. Other people are able to see this. If you have a close relationship with Baba, if you keep on remembering Baba for every single step, then you'll be able to see the ego. From where did this ego come from? You'll find the door. You should keep the door closed. Baba says, you should say to Baba, Baba, close this door. Baba also gives the solution. How should you close this door? You should do like this. So this is the response of heart-to-heart conversation. Actually, this is our journey. Until and unless you reach the goal, you should not stop anywhere. That's why your spiritual endeavor, you should keep on moving forward at any cost. You should not put a full stop to this effort every single second. Your churning power, your soul have to feel this experience of getting deeply immersed in this churning. Through this, your clarity of the intellect and discrimination power and power to decide will be more powerful, through which you will be able to come close to Baba. How much ever you are close to Baba, you will be in close contact with the Yajna and also with the family from the heart. The conviction of faith from deep inside should be very strong because your relationship with Baba is so deep. Through this relationship, your relationship with other brothers and sisters and spiritual response to others will be that of respect and love in relationship. One is love and respect. If there is no love and respect in relationship, why there is no meaning in that relationship? Om Shanti.